Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
From impatient dogs to friendly clowns in Wexford, Breakfast Briefing presenter Shane Beattie is with me in studio today with all the stories that you might have missed this week. How's things?
I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not bad. Been a long week.
It has been a long week. I'm looking forward to it. My plan is to get home after this, ahead of the protests, in case any road are closed, and I'm just not moving for the weekend as well.
Yeah, that's my plan. Nothing new with that for you.
A shout out, by the way, why I'm lying low. I was at a wedding last week in Adair Manor for 2 nights, beautiful hotel.
Where are you?
There, some of the staff, big fans of this slot and of me in the morning as well.
Are you serious?
Hello to all them. They missed the slot last week for Good Friday, so we're back with a bang this week now.
I'm trying to figure out whose wedding you were at now in Adair.
One of my very close friends. Right. It was lovely. It was a very nice weekend. Yes.
Yeah.
Got back Easter Sunday and was in here Bank Holiday Monday and then had a manic week of work with protests.
Yeah, absolute madness. Right. What was going on in Offaly this week that I'm sure I might have missed?
Well, it's an incredible story. Yeah, this is the thing this week. So many stories have been missed because of the coverage with the fuel. So here's a great story from Offaly. The Irish Independent had it of an Offaly man who's changing hot flushes for menopausal women. I have to say, one of the things I'm so happy about is that I won't have to experience hot flushes, because any woman who goes through it says it's a nightmare. So hopefully this might be able to help. So it's called My Celsius Bracelet, right? And the idea is that you wear it like a wrist watch, and it's now on the Irish market. And it's developed by an Offaly guy, and how it works is it cools your wrist by 10 degrees Celsius in under 10 seconds. Right. And this eases the discomfort caused by hot flushes. I didn't realise that your wrist is one of the most thermally sensitive parts of the body. So if you're having a hot flush, if you can cool down the wrist, you'll cool down the rest of the body.
Now, do you know what's funny? On the rare occasion that I have been sick, like, you know, vomiting sick, the one thing I always find helps is, you know, after you've got sick, not to be disgusting at lunchtime, but to run exactly that, your wrist under a cold tap.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know what it does. Is it just that it's comforting? Well, obviously it does something.
Yeah.
God, I should have created this before.
You should have, yes.
Damn it!
apparently it sends a signal to the hypothalamus, which is your body's thermostat, to stop the sweating and flushing associated with a hot flush. So the guy is called Angus O'Donovan. He's 33 years of age, and he says that the bracelet has an 80% efficacy rate for women experiencing hot flushes. And he's developed it with his co-founder, Maxime, and they say 3 years of research have been put into the device. Nearly 4 in 10 women in Ireland have said they've considered quitting their job due to menopause symptoms. So this might help. Maybe some employers might buy it for their employees. It costs about €250. But if you're experiencing hot flushes, you might think that's a good investment, maybe.
Well, especially if people are, you know, looking at monthly medication and subscriptions,
it
might be a way to assist with that.
My Celsius Bracelet, if people want to have a look at that.
Fair play to them. No.
I'll be your clown behind the glass. Go ahead and laugh, 'cause it's funny. I would too if I saw. I'll be your clown.
Are you a fan of clowns?
I don't hate them or anything.
A lot of people are very scared of clowns.
I can understand why children would be.
Yeah, but
I never understand people getting clowns for children's birthdays.
I don't mind clowns, but people are terrified. I think the film Ish didn't help them
either. Yeah, that must be where it's come from, yeah.
Anyway,
I've no issue with them, I should say.
Okay, we're talking about a very friendly clown. This is Giggles the clown from Wexford, and Giggles feels he may have to stop performing if he's unable to get the new basic income for art scheme. So John McLaughlin is the face behind Giggles the clown, and he's been working as a clown for 35 years, and he does entertainment at parties and schools around the country as well. But he says it's a feast or a famine. Speaking to the Gory Guardian, and Giggles the clown is one of the only Irish speaking clowns in the country, but he fears he may have no choice but to quit performing if he's not successful with his application for the Basic Income for Arts scheme. Apparently, if you're a clown, January and February you've no work coming in, but then in the summer you're
summer
busier
months.
Yeah, but apparently schools hire him, but schools don't have a lot of funding now, so they've stopped hiring clowns for things going on in the school. That's what's happening at the moment. If he was able to get the basic income for art scheme, John says he'd be able to also reduce his prices for people who want to book. Now, if there are any artists out there, we should say that the basic income for artists scheme applications open next Wednesday, 15th of April, and 2,000 artists are going to get this money, which will be 325 £5 a week, but they're being picked at random. So Giggles is hoping that he's one of the 2,000 who's picked. And John says if he doesn't get the grant, then it won't be feasible to continue with Giggles the Clown, which will leave schools and Gael schools without one of Ireland's only Irish-speaking clowns.
I didn't even know that schools brought clowns in.
No, nor did I. I was quite surprised. I presume it's because he speaks Irish, so to educate
maybe
them.
Why.
Yeah.
So hard to beat. Every time she walks down the street, another girl in the neighborhood. When she was mine, she looks so good. I wanna hold her tight. Get teenage kicks right through the night.
Now, teenagers get a very hard time on social media. I don't know what Lunchtime Live, do you get people ringing in about teenagers?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you mean in terms of like antisocial behaviour?
Hanging around. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure that was always the case.
I know, and this is the thing, and they get a bad reputation. So I love this idea from Mayo. Many people give out, as I say, about teenagers just sort of hanging around. Often, by the way, they're doing no harm.
No.
It's just they've nowhere else to go.
Bored.
Yeah, and they need to hang out. Like, you need to socialise as teenagers. We saw during COVID what happened when our young people couldn't socialise. So anyway, this is a great idea in Mayo. The idea is to have a teen-friendly space with a difference. So an application has been submitted to upgrade the existing multi-use games area in Ballyhaunas and have beside it a special social space for teenagers. And the idea is that you would have a canopy. You'd put solar panels on the roof of the canopy, but you'd also put in charging points for phones for the teenagers and a plug-in music station. So
now, I would have assumed the whole point of this was to get them away from the phones, but sure, I suppose they're not going to not have the phone with
them. Well, this is the thing. It's like an extension of their arm now. But also you'd have a plug-in music station so teenagers could connect their phones in and play music and sit around and hang around. And the idea is that they could congregate and socialise in a safe, well-lit area and essentially bother no one. And apparently in Ballyhaunas there is a lack of space, like many towns across the country, there's a lack of space for teenagers to socialise and congregate. And in Ballyhaunas, the population of young people is growing 3 times faster than any other town in Mayo. Now, funding not yet secured for this teen space area, but locals are confident and we're told 175 young people filled out surveys in the area. So that'll probably show the council and the local authorities there that demand is strong. And who knows, you could have this in other towns as well. And then people will stop giving out about teenagers hanging around because they'll have somewhere to go.
Yeah. Well, we wonder what other counties do it.
They should do it. It's kind of like the idea of a skate park as well.
Yeah, it's just.
And you never hear of any bother in skate parks.
What did we miss in Dublin this week?
Well, we always like to know what people who move here think of us in Ireland. So this gives us a great insight. It's an American woman who moved to Dublin 8 years ago and she's revealed 7 things that Ireland has ruined for her.
Oh, go on.
In a light-hearted way after 8 years of living
here. The weather.
No, the weather isn't really mentioned in this. So her name is Tosin Cullen and she moved from the US to Dublin. She has adjusted quite well to daily life in Ireland, but she shared her journey on social media and Dublin Live did an interview with her this week as well, and she's highlighted 7 facts of Irish living which have transformed her. Number one, when she's hanging up on the phone, she says, if I don't say bye 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 at least 6 times, the call isn't over.
Yeah,
you have
right
to say that.
Bye, bye, bye.
Next one is, and this is brand new to her, the idea of having a cup of tea after dinner. She said dinner isn't officially over until the kettle is on, and if there's no tea, did we even eat?
Yeah.
So this is like
the dessert.
Tea and biscuit after dinner, essentially. She says the career break. She can't get her head around the career break in Ireland.
I would not have thought that was an Irish feature. I would have thought that was a very American thing.
No, she says, try explaining to someone outside of Ireland that you're just nipping off for a year to find yourself and your job will be waiting for you when you come home. She says, totally unheard of in Ireland.
Outside
Ireland. In Ireland, of course, you know, teachers go on career breaks as well.
Okay.
Well, of course, in America, they get very few holidays even. Next one is the word grand. She said, grand,
right about that.
Grand doesn't mean money. It's a feeling and emotion. If you're heartbroken, you're grand. Win a free meal, you're grand.
Win the lotto.
If there's a hurricane, it's grand.
Yeah, everything. She's so right about that. Yeah. I love this. What else?
She also says the airport experience. She said, welcome home. When you hear that from the immigration officer, it melts her heart every time. I have to say, I find this the whole time. I nearly well up when they say welcome home. I love it.
Yeah, it is
so
it is
nice.
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen.
And you know what? Like, you go sometimes when you're traveling through other countries, like you're often kind of nearly half afraid, even
scared.
Though you've done nothing wrong.
I know. Yeah, yeah.
You
and
know.
They're very stern looking.
Yeah.
And you come through immigration, and they're just really warm
they're
and friendly.
They're all delighted to see you.
After that, she says the sense of trust in Irish culture. So staying with the airport, she can't understand how there's a trust system for buying water in the airport. Do you know where you can put in a euro or two for the bottle of water, but no one's policing whether you buy that or not? Or even she says, you know, the Lewis is free joke and things like that.
Yeah,
just that we trust each other in Ireland. And the final thing she says is, sorry, in reaction to this, it's people saying that they love her observations. One woman said, I laughed out loud about the post-dinner cuppa. I never used to like tea. I now get so excited when my husband turns on the kettle after dinner and he adds a biscuit as well.
We were always a tea after dinner kind of household.
Yeah, I always used to have dessert as a kid after dinner. A nice bit of bowl of ice cream or something.
Every day.
Yeah, every day.
Jesus,
that's
the beating.
The reason I put on all the weight I had.
Stop. Right, finally.
There are many reasons not to leave your dog in the car, but this is a new one. A dog in Ireland, apparently annoyed by the weight, jumped in the driver's seat and just kept laying on the horn with some moral support, it seems, from another furry friend in the back. No word tonight on whether the owners came running. I would have.
I love this story.
So this
is my favourite story of the week.
It is the story of the week. And here's the gas thing about it. A lot of people in Ireland may not have heard of it, but in America, it's everywhere.
Huge.
So that clip is from CBS News. The presenter is Tony. He's the big new star on CBS News. But it's been on Fox News. It's been on ABC. There's a girl I'm friends with on Facebook who's from Kildare, who now lives in America. And she said every evening on the network news on her cable TV, this dog from Kerry is everywhere. So as you say, it's the story of the week, gone absolutely viral in the US. I'll just give you what Fox 13 Seattle even has been saying about this, because it's gone everywhere. The Fox in Seattle says a dog in Killarney was seen repeatedly honking a car horn while waiting for its owner to return to the vehicle. So that's what you're hearing in that clip. Is there's a tiny little dog, I think his name is Murphy, and he is whacking the steering wheel horn to say to the owner, hurry up, come back.
Yeah, so the owner had obviously got out of the car, got into a shop or something.
Yeah, I think
so. The car looks to be in the video outside a shop.
Yeah.
And we don't know how long they were
beeping for.
Gone out of the car. So the dog was left in the car.
Yes.
He got fed up.
Fed up, started beeping the horn.
Jumped into the front seat.
And there was another dog in the car beside him, and it looks like he was encouraging this other dog to keep on beeping the horn.
Such a brilliant video.
So funny to see. And the Fox News says that the scene also serves as a reminder never to leave your pets in car for extended periods.
True.
Now, that's during the summer. I think in Killarney, early April, you're probably
I'm
fine.
I'm sure they probably only nipped into a shop. We'd love to speak to the owners of that dog today.
Yeah.
If you're tuned into us, give us a call. 1800 453
A neighbour's got a rude awakening apparently in Killarney when they started hearing that as well. While folks are seen laughing at the impatient four-legged driver, it's always a good reminder not to leave your pet locked in the car too long. But this dog wasn't, and it was great fun. And some woman going by recorded it, and now it's gone viral.
Play to her.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. It is my story of the week.
Yeah, gorgeous dog as well. Murphy, I think, is his name, but we don't know who the owners are.
Let us know. 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number. That's Shane Beattie, Breakfast Briefing, back 6 in the morning. Have a lovely, relaxing weekend.
Thank you very much. See you next week.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.